At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm not a philosophizer, but every once in a while I try to come with something that might be a little inspirational. So here's a thought for today. Champions don't negotiate with their standards. The standard isn't about being great when it's convenient. It's about being great when it's not. Because at the end of the day, there's no room at the top for anyone who picks comfort over consistency. The author of that quote is unknown, but when I saw it, I really, really liked it. That's my philosophizer thought, dodgeball throwback, quote of the day for you fine folks. And when I say today's show is loaded, I can honestly say since we've gone to 2 hours, I always have way more content than we need. I honestly need no news to happen typically for like 2 or 3 shows, but constant news happens, which is phenomenal. But it's always a loaded show. Today might be the most loaded show we have. We've got press conferences from D Shorts to Snow to Simpson from yesterday. Football coaches speaking for the first time that we hadn't heard from ever in some cases in a long time, in the case of Simpson. All right, some quick recruiting updates as well. Matt Rhule had some interesting things to say. We got one more Matt Rhule clip to get to from the previous interview that we were dissecting. He did another interview with Urban Meyer yesterday, had some interesting thoughts from that. And at the top of the hour, all right, Derek Ruth, a young man who's been through an unfortunate accident through his life, and his parents have been amazing. It's an amazing story. It's an inspirational story. He is the Joel and Jeff Makovica's cousin. And so I had been kind of interacting with him in the fall. And then Coach Osborne actually sent me an email about him because he knows the family as well. All right. He's like, hey, what do you think about bringing them on for an interview? I think that'd be phenomenal. So Derek and his parents, and they've written the book, The 8-Minute Flight here. And it's an amazing story. And you'll get to hear from him, his parents. And then during that hour, that noon hour, Coach Osborne's going to come in and talk as well. Joel Makovica is going to come in and talk as well. Noon to 1 is going to be an amazing story and an absolutely loaded hour. So 11 to noon, if you hadn't heard leading up to that, is pretty loaded as well. All right, couple of things real quick, because Nebraska has a new general manager, a new football GM. And it was interesting because, well, I love getting responses from fans on certain things. All right, so this is at HUS1KER, all right, on X. The coaching staff is now on par with Ohio State and Michigan, and the wins will come. Satterfield is a very good coach, but the OC position has improved tremendously. Defensive coordinator, good enough to be the DC of the Buffalo Bills. Eckler is a proven special teams coach. And actually, Matt Rhule said, I think it was him and Phil Snow said, maybe it was Phil Snow that said it, after they interviewed Eckler, they looked at each other as like, this dude would be a home run hire as our special teams coordinator. So Nebraska keeps making improvements, noticeable improvements. Another fan said, and this is per the talent on the team, which we've talked about a lot in this offseason with the recruiting class, the transfer portal class, and things that they're doing with this actual roster. This is at David Curry. So it's at DCURRIE825 on X. I'm in Atlanta. So I was in Atlanta last fall. I saw Notre Dame up close, Georgia Tech 3 times, and Georgia 4 times. So he lives in Atlanta. Nebraska may be close to Georgia Tech. Let me see. Nebraska may be close to Georgia Tech, but Tech is really good when Haynes King was healthy, their quarterback. Dylan is very similar in a different way. Nebraska is not close to Georgia or Notre Dame on talent, which I think is a fair assessment, especially Georgia. Georgia and Texas and Oregon, Ohio State are kind of, those four are kind of at another level. Even Alabama, Alabama just didn't have the experience last year to go with the talent. We did play Ohio State, so we're close because we played them close down to the wire, had the lead with 7 minutes to go. All right, Alabama, Ohio State, all right, may have the advantage talent-wise, but we are getting on par with some of those other playoff caliber tight teams when it comes to the roster. So fans are believing that we're getting close. If we're not already there talent-wise, success-wise, we'll see. Wins and loss-wise, we'll see. But talent-wise, we are getting close to on par with those teams that are college football playoff type teams. Our coaching roster, okay, our coaching offensive, defensive, special teams coordinator trio, along with Matt Rhule, is getting up there amongst some of the best in the nation. So fans are starting to believe some of this as well. All right. And we're going to get to the new GM here in a minute. There was actually some notes that I came across because we went through a bunch of whole Troy Dannon's clips that he did in his most recent interview. And somehow I entirely missed these notes. So I sent them to myself as a reminder for today. And I want to correct myself on one thing. We said the UCLA game for Nebraska was after a bye week for the Huskers. It was after a bye week for UCLA. Nebraska's second bye week actually went into the USC game. So I wanted to self-correct ourselves. Love that English there, Jake, on that. But Troy also said, just like the Hawk Center, their indoor practice facility does now, Memorial Stadium will have red end zones going forward. He said, and I quote, "We underutilize red, and I don't understand it. Red is a strong color," end quote. He also said the road signs that take you to Memorial Stadium should be red in the future. What are your thoughts on that? The end zones, the Memorial Stadium, will be red in the near future. We're not utilizing red enough. It's a strong color. I didn't quote it, but at some point he said it's intimidating as well. What are your thoughts on that? Because I got to be honest with you. When the old uniform, I think it was large in part when Pelini was a coach, it was like alternating light green, dark. I didn't like that. I never said a word because who freaking cares? Just go play football. But I never liked it. But I like the idea of having red end zones. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of like the opposite of that. I love the mismatching green, you know, going back and forth. I thought that made Nebraska Stadium unique or the field unique. And, you know, that's something to look forward to. The red end zones is just, it's going to take some while to get used to. I like it. I mean, they've done it before, obviously, decades ago. And I thought that looked pretty cool. But as of right now, when I see it, I think bowl game, because that's generally when we see Nebraska with a red end zone. Yep. But I do agree with him. I mean, I know he said like they need to shine the stadium even, you know, brighter red all the time, the strong color of red. And I think a lot of people probably have come up with an idea that, you know, red street signs going toward the stadium would be very cool. So I like it. Embrace it as much as you can. You see that anywhere. And you know, it's not just that red's a strong color. I mean, you see this anywhere. If your color is orange and you're Illinois, use orange. If you're Carolina blue in North Carolina, you know, and so I do like that part of it, but it, not that it matters too much, but it'll take a little bit getting used to the red end zones because I've grown up without them.
We agree on the red end zones. We don't disagree a lot. We need to disagree more. We disagree on the alternating dark light green field. I never liked it, but you liked it.
I loved it.
That's all right. I'm actually looking around in here. Dude, I am a man and I don't observe my surroundings very, very much as most men tend to do. I never realized how much red is in here before.
That's right.
I just sit in here for 2 hours a day, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. You know, who would notice such a thing over the past few months? But I actually like the amount of red that's in here. I'm sure that's not by any sort of any given accident. That's obviously on purpose here at the Ticket. All right. Before we dive into the press conferences from yesterday, Matt Rhule defending again on Urban Meyer's podcast, not playing insanely tough non-conference schedules. I wanted to put a button on something that we need to get to, hadn't got to, but the actual updates on some of the other Husker sports, and then we're going to get back in to football. All right. Women's bowling, after going 11-0, over this past weekend, the number one Nebraska bowling team won the Big Red Invitational, tallying a total pinfall of 12,234 with an average of 218.5. Again, what's your bowling average?
About 120.
Oh, God, you could add mine and yours. Mine's like 85. So we would be 205 combined. Yeah. We would not cut it in the bowling ranks. All right. Four Huskers finished in the top 15 for individual performances. Three members of the Big Red finished on the all-tournament team. All right. The Huskers returned to the lanes April 4th and 5th at the NCAA Regionals. All right. Husker wrestling. They wrap up their regular season. They mollywop the Boilermakers of Purdue 35-6 this past weekend behind 7 bonus point wins, the Nebraska wrestling team took down Purdue 35-6 this past weekend, closing the regular season with a victory. All right, Purdue fell to 10-6 overall, 3-5 in the Big Ten, as the Big Red claimed 8 bouts, and Nebraska heads to the Big Ten championship off a 2-duel win streak. The number 5 Huskers are 11-3, 6-2 in the Big Ten, will finish tied for 3rd in the conference standings as Lenny Pinto and Ridge Lovett make their marks with dominant Tech Falls. All right, and 6-2, those 2 losses, by the way, are 2 Penn States. So talk about quality losses. Sound like an SEC guy. All right, in the final bout of the night, the conference duel closed at 149. Number 4 Ridge Lovett faced Isaac Rubble, putting up an action-packed first period, scoring 21 in the first 3 minutes. That's not basketball, ladies and gentlemen. This is in wrestling. All right. The senior notched his 4th Tech fall of the season. He's 21-5 on the year. With a 29-point win, the Big Red conclude their regular season. The Boilermakers' schedule and record. The Huskers finished tied for 3rd with Minnesota in the Big Ten standings behind Iowa and Penn State. After an off week, Nebraska will begin its postseason with the Big Ten championship in Evanston, Illinois. The 2-day tournament begins session 1 on Saturday, March 8th at 10 a.m. and will be broadcast on the Big Ten Network. Session 2 is slated for 7 p.m. Central Time on Saturday, and sessions 3 and 4 will take place on Sunday, March 9th. All right, every Wednesday, check out DP here on the Ticket. He does one-on-one with DP. Yesterday, he brought on wrestling coach Mark Manning. He brought on the tennis coach. He likes to bring on a lot of these other sports coaches, and I think it's phenomenal. I like to talk about as many sports as I possibly can as well. You probably noticed that. All right, but the Huskers women's tennis team this past weekend swept the Flames. The Huskers notched their 10th win this spring, this past weekend, taking down the Liberty Flames 7-0 with the victory. The number 36, apparently they go past the top 25 in tennis. Now, number 36, Nebraska women's tennis team improved to 10-1, while the Flames fell to 4-6. After the Sunday sweep, conference play is up next for Nebraska. The Big Red continues its homestand after an off weekend, opening Big Ten play, hosting Michigan and Michigan State. The Huskers take on number 5 Michigan on Friday, March 7th. All right, so they have a chance to probably hop into the top 25 if they can take down number 5 Michigan. So just an update. All right, women's golf is going on this whole entire week. You got beach volleyball, track and field, softball. Baseball's obviously going on. Men's gymnastics, swimming and diving. All right, let's see. I want to give a shout out to as many sports as I can. Keep your eyes open for women's golf as well. Women's basketball, as we know. So these are all the sports that are going on this whole next week. Most of these events take place on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as you might expect. So if you want to follow any of those Nebraska teams, look them up. Real easy to find it online. But I want to give a shout out and keep talking as many Husker sports as we can.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And we've mentioned this before, but you can never mention this too much. Going back to the bowling team, the best bowlers in the nation. All right, Nebraska owns the most NCAA Title VI and is the only school to make the NCAA Championship Tournament every year since bowling became a sanctioned sport in 2003-2004. All right, did you watch the press conferences yesterday, Jake? Or were you too busy producing shows?
I was pretty busy producing shows, but I heard a little bit of them.
So before my first ever 2 hour show, I forgot to mention this. Jake put out something on X and he called it the Bach block.
That's
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Bach block. He's got the Adam Carriker show at least 4 days a week. All right. And then DP and Steve Taylor on Wednesdays. The Bach block, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then the captain is 1 to 3 Monday through Friday. So if you're a gigantic fan of producer Jake, the Bach block, no free shout outs, Jake. All right. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday here on the ticket. It's officially been dubbed the Bach block. All right. I keep forgetting to do that, but I've been wanting to shout that out because I saw that tweet like a month ago and I'm like, that's phenomenal. The Bach block. I love that. All right. New Nebraska assistant coach Phil Snow says he has no doubt. What are your thoughts on this? If Matt Rhule had been given 4 more years with the Carolina Panthers, 4 more on top of 2, that's 6, he would have won. Rhule was fired 5 games into his third season with a record of 11-27. Now, we don't spend a ton of time on this, but do you agree that he would have won had he been given essentially 6 years at Carolina?
Well, I would say, you know, if and he said the same thing, if he could redo it and he knew that it was going to be, he's one of those few coaches that just didn't have a quarterback. I mean, that's tough in the NFL, but to go your entire opportunity, you know, your entire chance of being an NFL coach without a designated quarterback, that's tough. So, I mean, if he could do it over again, I'm sure he would have drafted a quarterback in year one, year two, and then you start to kind of measure and pair that coach, that GM with that quarterback and get that opportunity. So it's tough to say. I mean, Carolina's has been a tough place to win for a lot of coaches, not just Matt Rhule.
Yep.
So it's just tough to say. I couldn't give you a definitive answer. I would hope so, but I don't know.
Why not? I want to know the answer right now. You should have every answer, Jake. Come on.
Well, if they draft the wrong quarterback, then no. If you draft the right quarterback, maybe.
I just thought that that was, an interesting point of view. And I love that Phil Snow obviously has Matt Rhule's back. I will say this. That's one of the uglier endings I've seen between a coach and an organization. There was not fuzzy feelings between Coach Rhule and the Panthers and the Panthers owner specifically when that ended. Wasn't there a lawsuit filed at one point from Coach Rhule towards the Panthers? Am I wrong on that? I don't know. I think I saw a headline a couple of years ago, and then I've never seen anything since. So might have to double check and verify on that. But I just thought that was an interesting statement from Coach Snow. All right. Oh, here it is. What I was referencing earlier, Phil Snow, who helped with interviews for the special teams coordinator, said after talking with Mike Eckler that he and Matt Rhule both looked at him as probably being, and I quote, a home run hire, end quote. Nebraska associate head coach Phil Snow says head coach Matt Rhule talked in coaching staff's meetings last week, and I quote, about 6 to 7 hours straight, end quote, about the progress he wants to see within the Husker football program. Think about that. 6 to 7 hours straight. I assume there's like snack breaks and bathroom breaks in there. But oh my goodness. Like the man, I've sat here and I've talked. I'm jealous of zero college football coaches and the job they have to do right now and everything that it entails. I will not sit here and say that any college football coaching job has ever been easy, and I don't think it's ever been tougher than it is right now. And I've often wondered, how's Matt Rhule going to do with this? Because there's a lot of guys who've left being a head coach and to do other things, and I'm not saying that I've heard anything like that. In fact, everything I see says the opposite. When I talk with Troy Dannon at the Outland Trophy thing, he was like, dude, Matt is like driven. He is loving this. I still have a hard time believing that he's loving this, but like, everything, there was one press conference in December where he looked really tired. You know, maybe he's human. I don't know. Everything else screams he is just driven. Like there's certain people I know that have a fire inside of them that just like propels them forward and drives them forward. I've had that a lot of my life. Sometimes I wish I could, you know, just take a chill pill sometimes, but it is what it is. And it's a good thing. It can be a curse if you let it grow, the fire go, you know, grow a little too wild, but I think with Matt Rhule, I think it's there. I think it's genuine, and I think he can't help it. And I think right now he actually is enjoying it. I think it's almost like this is the biggest challenge I've ever had in my entire life, and we're going to do this. And that's how it comes across to me. Think about being in a meeting for 6-7 hours straight talking about everything you want to see get better. Now, maybe one topic was talked about for 2 hours. I don't know. Maybe there was 100 topics talked about for 10 minutes. I don't even know if that math tracks to 6-7 hours, but you get my point. All right. Here's some other notes. John Butler will call the defense, but Phil Snow will be involved with the game plan. It will be Butler's defense. This is per Phil Snow's press conference yesterday. He turned down the D coordinator position back when Rule first got here. Phil Snow did it. I've talked about it on the show. It was his. Okay. At the time, originally. His job to have if he wanted it. Didn't think he would have the energy to go and recruit. I just talked about how much being a head coach and think about these coordinators outside of the special teams coordinator. You know, make sure you got some guys who can return. And generally, if you got good wide receivers, DBs, you're going to find somebody in there. But a long snapper, punter, kicker. Beyond that, I don't know how much you're going to actually have to recruit. I've had like five people call me while I'm trying to talk here. And all my notes are on my phone. I will get back to you, everybody. Stop calling. I'm on air. All right, let's see here. He also plans on the team making a big jump. We keep hearing it. All right. They are going to make third down packages more like they are in the NFL, which Rule referenced not long after Coach White and Coach Knighton left for Florida State and Coach Butler was announced as the D coordinator. Rule referenced that. He wanted to change some things specifically in how they defend the pass, make it more NFL-type oriented, and he addressed third down specifically. He wants to do more NFL-type things, hence Butler being the perfect defensive coordinator to do that. All right, Rule talked. I already did that in 6-7 hours. Already got that. Phil Snow will start with helping the defensive ends and edge rushers, but will make his way around to each group. All right, throughout the year, red zone third downs must be better. And again, these are things Rule has talked about in the past as well. Remember that UCLA game? They were 7-for-7 on their first 7 third down attempts. I remember that. I don't know why that sticks out to me.
That's right.
6 of them were passes. 1 was like a 45-yard run from the quarterback. All right. During the interview process, he knew Mike Eckler would be a home run hire. All right. Any thoughts on that before I move on to D Short? Actually, we'll take a break and we'll talk about D Shorts. But before we take a break, any of your reaction to any of those things there, Jake?
Well, I just want to ask you quick because I think it sounds great, right? Third down, aggressive defense. That's what we want.
There's another call. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Are you not listening to my show, people? Sorry. Go ahead, Jake.
But if you remember the Arizona State game against Texas, they had third down and long or fourth down and long. It was yes. they could win it. They needed was one more stop, and they went hyper aggressive, and Texas ended up scoring and winning that ball game. So
4th and 20, I think, or something like that. Yep.
So what are your kind of thoughts? I mean, because when you hear as a fan, you're like, oh, aggressive, third down, great, that's what we want. But sometimes it can hurt you a little bit.
Well, I'm just an aggressive guy. That's just I'm a defensive guy. Like, I told my high school coach I didn't want to play quarterback anymore because I was like, I can throw. If I'm going to throw, I'm going to go play baseball. If I'm going to play football, I want to hit people. Like, that's just me. As you know, I've coached youth sports for years. In basketball, we're going to press. We're going to press. We're going to attack. In football, we're going to blitz, which is what we're going to do. In baseball, we're going to steal. Like, that's just me. That's just an aggressive mindset. So I love that. To your point, though, it can leave you extended or exposed potentially on the back end. Which is why I've always advocated you need pass rushers. You need to be able to get after the quarterback without being exposed on the back end. Does that make sense? So I love the attacking aggressive mindset. It's just something that gets me excited. And I think it's something that will reverberate through the players. It will reverberate as part of the culture of the defense, the locker room, the team as a whole. But for me, you've also got to be smart so you're not left exposed on the back end. It's hard for me not to get excited, but I try to keep, you know, a well-rounded mind on these things. Anything else?
No. That's it. That's just kind of my first thoughts. And obviously, you got a strong secondary coming back. Some people didn't love how they maybe, you know, regressed a little bit last year, but that'll be a big point in the, you know, third down defense. If they're going to be aggressive, your DBs better be able to hold it down.
So here's what I'll tell you. When you have specific, and every team has specific third down packages, but I've been on teams that, you know, every team has in college. You got your base, you got your nickel, short yardage goal line. Like, every team has that. There are teams that would then have a dime, which you take another linebacker off and you have a basically a 6th DB. There were teams that would have like a speed nickel or a speed dime. So you got the extra DB or two. And if you got 2 really good linebackers, you don't want to take them off the field. So you might just have nickel, which means 5 DBs, dime means 6. So it depends on how many good linebackers you have, especially in coverage. You know, Levante David told me a story about how Bo had a defense with 6 DBs. And they were like, wait, we're not coming off the field. So Will and Levante went and talked to Bo and said, we're not coming off the field. You're keeping us both on the field. And Bo said, all right, You two are good enough to stay on, so we'll keep you two on. We'll go with five DBs, but you better cover. You better freaking cover. And when we blitz, you better get home. And it was pretty successful for him, obviously. So, but then you'd have like your speed packages up front, where a lot of times, like Lorenzo Alexander, one of the most intriguing stories I've ever seen in my life. He went Redskins as a 300-plus pound offensive lineman. Then he transitioned to D-line. Then he lost a ton of weight. He was like 257. He went to linebacker. And he was our special team stud. Okay, I think he even went to the Pro Bowl one year just as a special teamer. And he was one of our team captains as a special teamer. And then all of a sudden, one year, Jacob Burney, the guy I've talked about, who scared the crap out of me when I first got to the team and I got traded, I'm like, oh, it's this guy, great. He's like, let's bring him in. Instead of just having nickel, let's have speed nickel, which means two of you big, fat defensive linemen come off the field, and let's put Brian Arakpo at one end, and let's put Lorenzo Alexander at the other end, and let's see what they can do. And then he continued to do that, and he went to Buffalo, and he led the NFL in sacks one year. I want to say he had like 11, 12 sacks. Mm. So there are guys who can come in. DeMario Williams was not a four-down defensive lineman. Oh, I forget what he had, 8-10 sacks my redshirt freshman year. He put his hand in the dirt on third downs, and almost became unblockable. This guy who was listed at 225, which was a lie. I watched him get on the scale at 202, and then he'd turn around and say 225, and they'd write it down. But I was standing right there, right behind him. I saw the scale. All of a sudden, couldn't be blocked on third down. But so if you can put guys in the right spots, the right situations, because the downside is that we had Vonnie Holiday with the Redskins. And at that point, one of the best defense to ever do it in the league. But he was like 280 when he got to us. And we'd go third down. We put him at the three technique. I remember playing the Cowboys when they had Andre Giroud, the big huge guard. Oh, he was like 385. He was like 6'8". He was the number two overall pick out of Texas. So Giroud was the biggest center in the league at like 340. I can't think of his name. But he was
Levi Brown or
no, I can't think of it. But he was like 385, like the most vicious double team in the league. And as soon as they saw Vonnie come in on nickel, they would audible to power wherever he was at, and they double team him. And they got big plays off of it. So you got to be smart about it too. You can put guys in the right situations, but you've got to be able to adjust, and you've got to be able to take advantage of what the other team is doing, what they're not doing. If they're taking advantage of something you're doing, can you make, I talk about in-game adjustments a lot. Like that's an in-game adjustment that needs to be made. So I don't know. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.